It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
I am doing great. How are you, Aisha?
I am awesome. Will, please remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from Ben Bass of Chicago. I said, think of a state capital and say it out loud. Change one vowel sound in it to name something many school kids study. What things are these? Well, the capital is Phoenix, the capital of Arizona. Change the first O sound to a short O and you get phonics.
Well, there were 1,874 correct entries this week, so you guys were kind of on fire. And our winner is Momo Brennan of Honolulu, Hawaii. Congratulations, Momo.
Thank you.
So how did you figure out this week's answer? And were you on the beach when you figured it out? Or
No, I wish. I was in my living room. Basically, just looked at a list of the state capitals and went through them one by one until I hit Phoenix.
Oh, wow. So you were just going through like...
That's methodical.
Yeah, that was very methodical. How long have you been playing the puzzle? I hear you haven't even been doing this for a long time.
Well, I've been listening to the puzzle for a year or two now, but I just started submitting answers last month.
And you already got it. Okay. What do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
I teach 8th grade English and social studies at Halaukumana Public Charter School.
So as an English teacher, these word puzzles, do they come really fast for you? Are you really like on it?
Some weeks, I feel like I'm on fire. Other weeks is more of a struggle.
I think this week you're going to do amazing. But I got to ask you, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I am.
All right. Take it away, Will.
All right, Momo and Aisha. Today we're going to a spa. Every answer is a familiar two-word phrase or name in which the first word starts with S and the second word starts PA. For example, if I said purchase of beer at a grocery, you would say six-pack. So here's number one, something you install on a roof to generate energy.
Solar panel.
Good. Photon, electron, or neutron?
Wait, it starts with an S and then a P.
What do you think the PA is?
Parts.
Particle?
Particle, good. And then it's not an atomic particle, it's smaller than that.
Subatomic particle.
There you go. Good job. How about a dish scrubber? You've got some tough stuff on your dishes. What do you use to get that stuff off?
Soap.
Okay, I'm just going to tell you this one. It's a scouring pad.
Scouring pad.
Try this one. Money you get when you leave a job.
Ooh.
Severance pay.
That's it. Miscellaneous sheets to jot notes on.
Scribe pad.
Well, but what about if you have paper, but you...
Yes, there's your PA.
Oh.
It's like...
script paper?
Or like a cat will...
Oh, scratch paper.
Scratch paper, yes. Also, scrap paper would also work. How about an all-male social event?
Stag party.
Stag party is it. Good. What is used to put graffiti on a wall?
Spray paint.
That's it. What you tear open in order to sweeten your coffee?
Sugar pack.
Good. Figure celebrated on March 17.
Oh, you got to wear all green.
Oh, St. Patrick.
St. Patrick, is it? Most populous city in Brazil?
Sao Paulo.
That's it. Political group that's to the left of the Democrats?
Socialist Party?
You got it. A small bit of facial hair below the lower lip.
Soul patch.
Good. Extra items at a repair shop.
Spare parts.
You got it. And here's your last one. An informal term for a know-it-all.
Smarty pants.
Good job.
Well, that's very appropriate because you were a smarty pants today, Momo.
Oh, thank you.
You did a wonderful job. How do you feel?
I feel great. Thank you so much for having me.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Momo, what member station do you listen to?
KHPR, Honolulu, Hawaii.
That's Momo Brennan. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Oh, thank you.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Michael Schwartz of Florence, Oregon. Think of a means of transportation in seven letters. Change the fifth letter to a U and read the result backward. You'll get a common Latin word followed by its English synonym. What words are these? So again, a means of transportation, seven letters. Change the fifth letter to a U, read the result backward, and you'll get a common Latin word followed by its English synonym. What words are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, to submit your response. Just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, September 10th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Schwartz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.